apologized for an incident of police brutality that sparked two nights of protests that rocked parts of the capital, Bogota, and the satellite city of Soacha, leaving 11 dead and hundreds injured. Demonstrators took to the streets for consecutive nights after this week's death of a 46-year-old man. A widely shared video showed the father of two being repeatedly shot with a stun gun by police. He died later in a hospital. The video shows the man pinned to the ground and subjected to successive electric shocks as he pleads, "Please, no more." Police said the victim was found drinking alcohol in the street with friends in violation of coronavirus distancing rules. Two police officers implicated in the death face homicide charges. China has announced restrictions on staff members at the American Embassy in Beijing and consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Answering measures imposed early this week, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said senior Chinese diplomats would need a State Department okay to visit university campuses or hold cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic November opponent, Joe Biden, today are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. The event site, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the 2001 terrorist assault came down. Mr. Trump was there a few hours ago. Mr. Biden began his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York, where he and Vice President Mike Pence exchanged greetings. World markets are mixed today and into a volatile week of trading. Here in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average appears headed for a welcome gain for the week. It is up about 100 points, though the tech-heavy NASDAQ is down more than 0.8%. More news online at voanews.com. For your convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. India today reported another daily record of new coronavirus infections, more than 96,000, taking its caseload above 4.5 million, with a loss of some 76,000 lives. Today's fatality toll is put at 1,209. Worldwide, figures from Johns Hopkins University show a COVID-19 case count of 28 million, with 910,000 deaths. The numbers here in the U.S., 6.4 million COVID infections and nearly 192,000 fatalities. The U.S. Senate has killed a Republican bill that would have provided around $300 billion in new coronavirus aid. Democrats seeking far more funding prevented the measure from advancing. This leaves the future of any new pandemic aid in doubt. A still-spreading Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. 10 people are confirmed dead. At least 16 others are missing. 4 victims are in critical condition with burns. The flames north of San Francisco have destroyed an estimated 2,000 homes and other buildings. Damage assessment teams are expected to begin a methodical search of scorched areas today. Nearly 30 major wildfires stretch from the border of Oregon, south through California, all the way to the Mexican border. California has lost an estimated 3.1 million acres to the fires so far. 500,000 people in the state of Oregon, more than 10% of the population, have been told to evacuate their homes. Russia says its police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before falling ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow last week. Further, it says there are efforts to locate a witness who has left the country. The Kremlin's interior ministry says it'll ask again for legal assistance from Germany, where Navalny was airlifted after what Berlin says was a critical illness caused by the Russian nerve agent Novichok. The Siberian Transport Department says it wants to send investigators to Germany. The Sri Lankan Navy says it is still trying to seal a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond oil supertanker, carrying about 2 million barrels of oil. The vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left a trail of oil as it was towed out to sea. The European Union is using tough language as it once again deals with the threat of a no-deal Brexit. At issue, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's refusal to assure full compliance with the signed separation agreement. London claims it simply wants to clear up ambiguities, but it's caused a new crisis in the run-up to the UK's scheduled final departure from the European bloc in December. Eurozone finance minister said today it is imperative that the UK respond to the EU demand for an answer. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
Hits only the Voice of America.